From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The decline of the U.S. auto industry has hit Michigan with an economic wallop. The state has lost more than 600,000 jobs since 2001. And with more plant closings in the works, another 150,000 are expected to disappear before the end of next year. President Obama has pledged to save the U.S. auto industry, but that help comes with conditions. The White House forced out GM CEO Rick Wagoner this week, and it's given both GM and Chrysler short deadlines to come up with restructuring plans. Few have more at stake in the fight to save the automakers than Michigan's governor, Jennifer Granholm. And overall, she says she's optimistic about what she's heard recently from President Obama.
He was unequivocal. He's standing behind the auto industry. He wants and thinks it's important for America to have a viable domestic auto industry. He thinks it's important for our national security, for our energy security. But we also need to help the communities and the families that have been affected by the contraction in the auto industry. So this week, the Obama administration also took that on very seriously and sent to us Dr. Ed Montgomery, who has been assigned as the director responsible for auto communities and workers, and he's going to work with us to make sure there's an appropriate federal response for those families.
When Ed Montgomery, the point person for dealing with communities that have been hit hard by the decline of the auto industry, visited with you, what did you tell him? What message do you want him to bring back to Washington?
First of all, to put it in perspective, for example, when the hurricane hit Louisiana, they lost about 230,000 jobs. Obviously, our situation is not a natural disaster. It is an economic disaster, and it's happened over a longer period of time. But it is no less real for the citizens here. The projections are, without the companies going into bankruptcy or anything like that, we would have been projected to lose 760,000 jobs by the end of next year from 2001. So we need to have a response from the federal government that is equal to the level of the crisis. We've got the highest unemployment rate in the nation. So what we have been focused on in Michigan is diversifying our economy. When we met with Dr. Montgomery, we put out a whole array of things, but both on the economic development side as well as on the side that will help citizens be trained for those new jobs.
Governor, I don't have to tell you that a lot of people are comparing the White House response to the auto industry, to the White House response to the financial sector and the problems there. And I'm wondering if you think that there's a double standard at work here.
I do think there's no way to justify the difference in treatment except to ratchet up, I think, what the taxpayers would expect of the treatment of Wall Street. People want to make sure their money is wisely spent. They want to make sure they're not throwing good money after bad, and they want those CEOs to be held accountable. And I think that's what is being asked of the auto industry. I think that's what should be asked of the financial industry.
If either company is forced into bankruptcy, this controlled bankruptcy, what would that mean for your state?
Well, you know, that's a last resort. It's the last thing we want to see happen because ultimately you want people to buy cars. And I haven't been able to figure out how you sell cars at a high volume when you have declared bankruptcy. In the end, the success of this effort around the auto industry should be measured whether there's a viable American auto industry. Not whether or not there's a bankruptcy that you move through, but whether there's a viable auto industry. And that, I'm glad to say, the president is very much committed to.
Now, we've always talked about the big three automakers in this country. Is it realistic to expect that all three of these companies will survive?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, 2010 is going to be a great product year for these three automakers, and I think and I hope that the American public will support these products, because when you do, you support your neighbors, you support the millions of people across this country who work in this industry, not just the auto industry itself, but the glass industry and the plastics industry and the steel industry and the rubber industry and all of those industries that employ our citizens. So I think that it's going to be a good year, 2010, for the auto industry.
Governor Granholm, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You bet, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me on.
Jennifer Granholm is the governor of Michigan.